This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, October 27th. God's word for you today is the truth. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 14, verse 12, and it says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. Greater works than these shall you do. Why? How? Because I go to my Father. We will kick off today with our final thought from yesterday and go on from there. As long as you are in this flesh, you can have a limitless experience. God can introduce to your generations that which eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. However, once it has been introduced, it becomes a limited experience for the next generation. So, for the next generation to do something that eyes have not seen, they will be starting from where you stopped. So, X just keeps approaching infinity. Elijah did mind-blowing miracles, but when Elisha came, he doubled everything Elijah did. Jesus, when he was on earth, walked on water. Jesus did incredible things, but when Jesus was going, he said, even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. John chapter 14, verse 12, please read. So, this word limitless may begin with you, but it is actually generational. You should look at your children and say, you should be grateful for me. Be grateful that you have me as your parent. It is because the things they are going to inherit from you are going to be limitless. They are not going to be things that will put them in bondage. They are not going to be things that they will be grappling with and grappling with. You are going to break all the records. And you are going to scale heights that have been impossible in the name of Jesus. Your spirit man is going to be connected to the spiritual source of life. And that is why the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. How often are you going to meditate therein, day and night, until the book of the law, until his word, expands in your spirit? It can only expand in your spirit through meditation, day and night. So, when you have a scripture that is not true in your life, the problem is not the scripture. The problem is your understanding of that scripture. What I am saying is, when scripture does not produce for you, your understanding of that scripture is limited and incomplete. Understanding this truth is one of the things that changed my life completely. If there is a promise in the Word of God that is not in my life, God is not the problem. Because forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119, verse 89. Please read. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, because I believe in Jesus, I will do the same works he did, and even greater works, because your word is yea and amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.